On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. The Lord is saying to his people that the beginning of tribulation is here for the righteous and the God-fearing. The beginning of suffering for the God-fearing and the righteous. The nations of the world will have no respect to God-fearing, will have no place for righteous men. So men that honor God, that honor the Bible, men that hold on righteous principles, will be looked upon as rebels and criminals, and very soon you'll be persecuted for standing for righteousness' sake. All these are the beginning of greater sorrow, because before the days of the great tribulation, there'll be a falling away. Standards are falling. The fear of God is no more respected. Family and marriage is discarded. Will you be able to stand and go through until the rapture of the saints? At any time from now, the trumpet can sound. We are waiting for the coming of the Lord. But many will go through this shaking in their spiritual life before the trumpet sounds. But those that overcome to the end, the same shall be saved. The church is not going through the great tribulation. But before the great tribulation, the laws of nations are changing. The values are changing. The customs are changing. We can see right now in the U.S. and other parts of the world, things like marriage is totally changed. Law and order is changed. People don't respect God anymore. And because of godlessness and lawlessness, children of God will suffer, will stand for truth. So 2022, stand your ground. Stand for righteousness. Stand for faithfulness. Stand for holiness. Stand against injustice. Stand for the word of God. It will not be bread and butter for the righteous, but God is with you, and faith will always make a way for you. Those that compromise with the world will perish, but those that stand faith in Jesus Christ will be saved. Because as the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Many will be eating and drinking, and the trumpet sounds. But in these days, in these last days, you need to stand your ground. Go back to Bible studies. Go back to prayer meeting. Go back to all-night prayers. Go back to serious devotion to your God. Take your personal devotion seriously. This is my message for you for 2022. This is Bishop Bonnie from Maryland to the nations of the world. It's time to seek the Lord like never before. The nations of the world will team up to be against righteousness, against the Bible, against the fear of God. And laws, every law you see coming being imposed on the nation will restrict worship, restrict the fear of God, restrict men to serve God freely. But the righteous shall be bold as a lion. I said what? The righteous shall be bold as a lion, and those that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploit. Let nothing cause you to fear. We don't have fear, we have faith. And the just shall live by faith. The Lord bless you for 2022. I stand with you. This is Bishop Bonnie from Maryland. Bless you. Shalom.